Welcome to Creative Slurp, the podcast that gives you the real talk on creating a successful creative business. With me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now, you're in the right place if you want to find inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now, buckle up and let's get started. Now, if you're anything like me, you may have a love-hate relationship with social media for your business. Yes, it's so much fun connecting with people and finding a new audience, but at the same time, there's so much pressure and it sucks up so much time. And then when people aren't engaging, what do you do to get them to engage? And what's the point anyway? Why are you spending so much time when you are a solo business owner on social media? These are all really good questions. And recently, I was asked to do a talk for startup entrepreneurs about social media and really how to navigate it in terms of best practice. I came up with my series of 7 golden rules that you need to follow if you want to use social media successfully in your business. And when I say successfully, I mean to gain more sales, to grow your audience successfully without spending loads of time on an app, scrolling through, or just focusing on the wrong things. But I didn't want to keep that to myself and those people in the audience, because I think there are some really valuable lessons in those 7 golden rules that we can all learn from, myself included. So I decided to put this podcast episode together, which goes through the 7 rules in a bit more detail. And in addition, I've also created a free download that you can get hold of with all the 7 golden rules and all the notes that you need to implement them. And you can download your copy at thevictoriabrown.com/social. That's thevictoriabrown.com/social to get your copy of my 7 golden rules to using social media successfully in your business. So we're going to start with number 1. I feel like I should be doing some kind of chart. Number 1 then, remember the role of social media in your marketing plan. Now, this may sound really obvious, but it's so important that we know why we're using social media in the first place. Where are people coming from? What's their mindset? And where are we trying to direct them to? What is the point of us being on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, or wherever we are? We really need to understand that in order to get the most out of it. In my case, social media is a great place to attract people and then lead them to my email list. But this might be different in your case. So what I would do is follow what I call my fans framework. And if you haven't come across this before, it's a very simple model of the journey your customer will take when they come from hearing about you for the first time to actually buying. There's 4 steps to the fans framework. So there's the foundation of your company or your brand. And that is your mission, your values, what you stand for as a business. That all needs to be in place first, because if that's not in place, then you can't build on the rest of it. That really is a very important foundation. And when I talk about brand, I'm not just talking about your visual identity, so your logo, your fonts, your colours, although that is really important as well. What I'm talking about is the bit that sits below that visual brand, and that is the, as I said, the mission, what you stand for, what's your purpose, what do you serve your customers by doing? All those things need to be in place before you can successfully use social media, because how are you going to spread your message on social media if you don't know what your message is? You will only know what you want to say to people if you know what you stand for yourself. So it's really important doing that work up front before you go onto social media. The second part of the puzzle on the fans framework is attract. Now, attract is how we attract our customers. This is where social media fits under, but we don't actually have to use social media at all, because there are lots of different ways of attracting customers to our business, including networking, PR opportunities, advertising. Social media is a great way because it's mostly free, unless you do paid ads, and it's available to everyone and it's a great place to start, but it's not the only thing available to us. So it's important we think, okay, is social media the best way to attract our audience? And are there other ways, and how much time do we want to be spending on social media in particular? Third section in fans is N for nurture. And nurture is something that's so often overlooked because people think they can put their stuff out there on social media and people are automatically going to buy. And that isn't the case because people don't know you well enough. People need to know, like, and trust you, especially when your business is online and they don't know who you are. They need to trust you before they will press that buy button. So nurture is really important. A great way to nurture is to use emails. Building your email list is one of the best and most effective ways to sell your products or services in your business. And it doesn't have to be icky at all. If you don't have an email list, start building it now because it really is the most important thing you can do in your business. And it's the best way, in my opinion, to nurture your audience before they're ready to buy. And then the final piece of the fans framework is S for sell. And that means making sure that there's a platform in place for you to sell your products or services. There's a way for people to buy from you and that you make it easy as well, that you make it really obvious what that is and the method people need to go through to buy from you. So all those things need to be in place. The foundation, which is your brand. Then you need to attract people using social media or other methods. Then you need to nurture people, preferably using email marketing, or you might have other methods. And then you need to sell your products using some kind of platform or some kind of structure for selling your services and products in your business. That is the journey your customer needs to go on from first finding out about you to eventually buying. And so remember where social media fits in on that journey, and it just helps give you some perspective of what you are supposed to be doing with social media. Are you trying to show your brand on social media to attract some new followers, but then also getting them onto your email list? If so, you need to be regularly asking people to join your email list on social media and directing them that way. Just really think about what the purpose of social media is for you in your business. Number two, we don't have enough time to do all the platforms, especially if we work alone. And it would be counterproductive to do so because not all of the social media platforms are going to be right for you. If you're anything like me, when you first started out a business, everyone says, oh, you need a Facebook page, you need an Instagram account, and you just go and do it without really questioning why. And we've all been there. I was there. But finding out which platforms are best and really focusing on only one when you start out is really important, will help you get the most out of that platform. So how did you decide between the plethora of different platforms out there? Because it's so tempting to just want to do them all and just be overworked. And as I said, you won't get the most out of each platform. So firstly, very obviously, you need to think about where your customers hang out. Where do your customers hang out? Is it LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok? But not only that, what kind of frame of mind are they in when they are on that social media platform is really important too. So they might be on Facebook, but they may only go to Facebook to say happy birthday to Auntie Joyce and not really be in a business frame of mind at all. So if you're a business consultant, that might not actually be the best fit, even if your customers are on Facebook. So have a think about where your customers hang out and what the frame of mind they're in when they're there. Number two, think about what you love doing, what you enjoy doing, what plays to your strengths. If you have a background as a videographer in a previous life and now you're a business consultant, you want to go all in on video for sure. I mean, video is a good way to go anyway because everything is going more that way. But, you know, whatever your strengths are, try to do more of it. Me, for example, I have a podcast because my background is in radio and I feel that that's a way I can serve people using my skills in the best way. Okay, that's not social media, but try and think about which platforms you enjoy because consistency is really, really important when you are creating social media content and you have to do it over and over again. If you absolutely hate a platform and you have to do all your social media yourself, you will not do it. You will do it at the start, you'll be very excited, and then the novelty will wear off. So if you are doing all your social media yourself, then try and find out what you love doing or what plays to your strengths. Now, if you have a team, that's a different question because, you know, clearly you can find somebody whose strengths play to the platform that you've chosen. that's a slightly different question when you aren't doing the social media yourself. But when you're doing it yourself, you need to find a platform that you enjoy and understand, or you are willing to go and learn, you're happy to use. And number three, the nature of the platform. So every platform has its own little personality. I've started to post more on LinkedIn over the last few months, and I've found that, for example, LinkedIn had very inspirational posts. It's not just about giving people news, it's about making it inspiring for people on LinkedIn. Whereas Facebook, it might be more about, hey, this is my news, because on Facebook, you tend to know people better. It tends to be your friends that maybe you already know, or your relatives. So for example, this podcast recently made the Apple Top 40 for entrepreneur podcasts, woohoo, which was amazing. But I posted about it slightly differently on the different platforms. So on Facebook, I full out did the full, woohoo, look what I've done, because I know that that's my friends in there and my family, and they'll be excited for me, and they genuinely just want to hear my news. So I kept it really simple. For LinkedIn, however, I knew that I didn't know the people as well, and they're looking for more of what they can learn on that platform. So I made it about my journey and how I'd used previous skills in a different career, and how being an overnight success doesn't really exist, because I'd done so much work working in radio before I started my podcast. And I made the post much more inspirational. So what you need to do is look at the platform that you're choosing, and what's its personality? What kind of posts do well? What kind of way do people word things? And getting to know that platform. And also find out what kind of content will suit your business. So if you are a business coach, obviously LinkedIn is going to be brilliant, because LinkedIn loves inspiring posts. And if you are creating inspiring content for businesses, that will do really well. That suits LinkedIn really well. If you are an artist, for example, you might want to share your images. Now, that is not going to work as well on Twitter, which is primarily at the moment a word-based platform. It will work better on somewhere like Instagram, which has always primarily been an image-driven platform. So think about the nature of the platform. Obviously, things are always changing, like in the world of social media, they just always are. But what is the nature of your content that you create, and which platform does it suit in terms of the platform's personality and your content as well? So find your sweet spot between all three of those things, and that will help you choose social media platform that's right for you. So I'll go over that again. That's where your customers hang out. That's the nature of the platform. And it's also what you love doing, or what plays to your strengths as an individual if you are creating your own social media content. So that's point number two. Next, golden rule number three, consistency is king. I've mentioned it earlier, but consistency is the most important thing you can remember in social media. And that's for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the algorithm. So the social media gods that decide who sees our posts really love consistency. They like reliability. They like to know that you are trustworthy and turning up at a certain time. If you post similar content at similar times, then the algorithm will reward you because it enjoys that, and it will share your posts more. So it's a very simple reason to be consistent. But more than that, consistency is important across your business simply because people are more likely to trust you. Now, we talked about the fact that people need to trust us before they buy from us. It's really, really important, especially for online businesses where people can't see us. So creating consistency really helps with that trust, because people in their head equate the fact that you're showing up regularly, the fact that your brand is consistent, the fact that you are consistent in your visual identity with reliability. They equate the two. If you are constantly turning up on social media, you are showing that you've got some kind of sense of commitment, that you are showing up all the time. So it's really important that you are consistent throughout your social media. So you want to think about how consistent are your graphics, your fonts, your messaging. So what you're actually saying on social media. Do you have consistent brand colours? Do your photos have a similar style? Something a lot of people don't think about. And a great way to get over that is to hire a professional photographer to do your photos, because they will have a specific style and they will know how to create that consistent style. And also, does the way you write feel the same in every post? I'm talking about what writers call your tone of voice. What is your tone of voice? Is it fun? Is it quirky? Is it serious? Is it energetic? Is it creative? I mean, what words would you use to describe your brand, and does your writing fit that same mold? And is that consistent in your post? Because if one post is very serious and the other is very kind of tongue-in-cheek and fun, it's not going to feel quite right to your audience. So consistency is king. Golden rule number four then, batch and schedule. So if you want to save time and you want to be more consistent, well, we should, because remember golden rule number three, the best way to create social media posts is to batch and schedule. Now, I'll be honest, this is a constant battle for me because I'm not someone that enjoys batching content. But I do know that when I manage to do it, it saves me heaps of time and it makes me loads more consistent. If you just think about anything where something is produced, so if you're making jewelry, you're cutting out the pieces, you're soldering them, you're polishing them, simplifying it down to three processes. Every time you make a pair of earrings, are you cutting out one piece and then soldering it and then polishing it? No, probably not, because that is very unproductive. What you're going to do is you're going to cut out all the pieces you need, then you're going to solder them all, then you're going to polish them all, because that makes it so much more effective. It's exactly the same with social media. So if you are creating graphics for your social media posts, say if you know you do motivation tips on a Monday, you go and create 10 or 20 graphics with motivational tips, and then you schedule them all together as well for Monday. And you will have, if you do 20, you'll have nearly half a year's content if you use those weekly. That is how quick that can be. So batching is really, really important. And I mentioned scheduling there as well, because that's also, I think, a really important way to save time in your business. Because half of the time you waste on social media is when you get sucked into the endless scroll, let's face it. And scheduling just stops you doing that. It just gets you in the frame of mind for scheduling your content. And then you can just go off and do something else without being sucked into the vortex of social media. And yes, engaging is important on platforms, but you can go in and do this another time without being sucked in every single time that you go to post. There are loads of brilliant scheduling tools out there, and it just depends on who you are as to which one you get on with. I personally use one called Plan. That's PLANN. And I love it because I find it super intuitive. I find it really easy. You can drag and drop your graphics or your photos straight into the app, and you can do so many cool things in there, like save hashtag groups. And you can also post across lots of different platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. So I really love it for me personally. If you want the link for that to sign up for an account, then you can find that on my website. It's thevictoriabrown.com. And if you search on tools I love, so tools I love on my website, thevictoriabrown.com, and you will find a page of all my favorite online tools, Plan, PLANN, click on that, and that will be the scheduling tool that I use, and I absolutely love it. So that's golden rule number four, batch and schedule. And number five now, engage, engage, engage. And I know I talked about scheduling away from the platform, but it is really important to engage as well, because we're so often consumed with ourselves and what we're posting that often we forget the whole point of social media. It should be a two-way process. I think when we're posting for ourselves personally, we find it very intuitive to do this. We post to our friends, we comment on what they're saying, and it does feel like a conversation. But when we have information we need to give out about our business, suddenly it becomes a broadcast, which is not what people want. People want to be engaged with. People want it to be a two-way conversation, and people feel so much more valued when it is. So that means engaging with all the comments on your posts, every single one. That's what I do. I engage with every single comment. I write a reply back. I think people are worth it. If they spend their time commenting on my post, then I think they are worth the time to comment back. And people feel so valued as well when you respond. But engaging means more than that in my books. It also means liking and sharing other people's posts too, because how can you expect other people to like and share your posts when you're not doing that for them? It really is a two-way process, and it shows people that you really do care about them and you are engaged and you want to help. And it's something I did a lot, actually, when I started my jewellery blog. I just constantly shared people's work on my stories, and it helped me grow my Instagram account massively, because people started to notice me and people realised that I was really passionate about sharing other jewellers' work and they wanted to be a part of that. So they started following and joined my community. So really, really powerful to remember to engage. Now, if you struggle with this because you get sucked into the app and you're sucked into that scroll, a good way of engaging is to set a timer. So you could literally go on for, 5 or 10 minutes a day and just engage with as many people as possible that are relevant to your audience or whatever your message is you want to get across. And that will make sure that you don't get sucked into that scroll and end up on there for hours and hours. So if you are time short, there are still ways to do that engaging, but engaging is so important because people do not want just to be broadcasted at. Rule number 6 then, engagement is more important than followers. Woohoo, yes. Engagement is more important than followers. It really is. There's something in us that really wants to have hundreds of thousands of followers and feel like that's what we need to be successful. But in reality, having an engaged audience is way more important than the number of followers under your name. And that's for a couple of reasons. Firstly, if your engagement rate is high, it shows that your audience is actually engaged with your posts and therefore they're more likely to buy from you. There's no point in posting out endless reams of stuff. If we go back to that reason we're doing social media in the first place is to get people to buy from us. So if people aren't engaged with us and they're not interested in us, they're not going to buy from us. Hence, there's no reason to be on social media in the first place. So if you've got a million followers but no one's engaging, there is literally no point to it. You want people that are engaged. But secondly, the way the social media algorithms work out what is valuable content is how engaged your followers are in it. That's how they decide what is valuable content, what is quality content, and therefore what they go on to share with the rest of the audience on the platform. Therefore, if your engagement rate is high, you are far more likely to do well in the algorithm and have your posts shared with people outside your network as well. So yeah, just make sure that your posts are engaging. And that's exactly why paying for followers is a very bad idea, because those people are not going to be engaged. All they're going to do is drive down your engagement rate. So it looks like people aren't interested in your posts and it looks like your posts are not good quality. You don't want that. It's actually a better idea to have fewer followers that are highly engaged than it is to have a lot of followers that aren't. And that does get harder as your following grows, because it is harder to keep a higher number of people engaged. So your engagement rate will naturally go down as you get more followers. But just try and have in mind that it's your engagement rate you need to focus on and not the total number of followers. And finally, number 7, always go organic first. And when I say organic, I mean don't use paid ads until you're ready. Use your free social media accounts to reach your audience first. And this is because paid ads cannot fix your advertising campaigns. They cannot fix your content. If your content is not doing what it should be doing and is not engaging with your audience, there is no point in paying for ads. Having paid ads on Facebook or Instagram or wherever is like putting rocket fuel under those posts. And if your rocket is poorly made, then you put rocket fuel under it, it's going to explode. It's not going to do well. It's not going to go very far at all. All it will do is drain your money. So make sure that your posts are connecting with your audience in the right way and they are speaking to the right audience that you want to speak to before you use paid ads. Secondly, do not use the boost button because it will drain your money. The whole point of using Facebook ads is to really target your ideal customers, which Facebook ads has the ability to do. By pressing the boost button, you're taking away all of that ability to target and you are going to waste money very fast and not really achieve what you want to achieve. When you are ready to do paid ads, which are brilliant, by the way, I think they are brilliant. I do think if you want to grow your business, then that's the only way to go once you get to a certain point. But make sure you learn from the professionals that know what they're doing. So either take a course from someone accredited who knows what they're doing, or pay somebody to do it for you, because you can lose so much money on Facebook ads if you don't know what you're doing. So make sure you go to someone who can show you the right way. And then you can have an amazing experience of Facebook ads without losing loads of money, and you will get the results that you want. So that's it. That's my 7 golden rules of social media. I hope you enjoyed that. How many do you actually follow already? Is there anything new you've learned there? If you missed some of those or just want to go back over them, I've created a free guide you can download, and it will have all the 7 golden rules on there, and you can actually tick off what you've done and just remind yourself of them to make sure that you are using social media in the best possible way. You can download your copy, and it's free, at thevictoriabrown.com/social. That's thevictoriabrown.com/social, and you can download your free copy today. Have an amazing time sorting your social media strategy, and I'll see you again next week for another episode of Creative Slurp. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.